The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
That was such a great salad.
That's for sure. But it's really not like you to leave any salad on your plate. Do you want to save it for later?
Nope. I've got some critters in mind who are really going to love this for their dinner.
Critters? You don't mean the neighbor's dogs, do you? Now, that would be a first.
Yeah.
To see them at our door each day looking for romaine lettuce instead of dog biscuits.
I don't think we'll ever see that day. Well, you know, I've been working on a project all day, and you've been pretty curious about it, right?
Curious is a good word. Taking huge handfuls of grass clippings from the compost bin and shredding newspaper makes me think we must have some critters in the backyard already.
And we do. Actually, there's at least 50 of them.
50 critters that use shredded paper, grass clippings, and eat lettuce leaves. You have me completely confused.
Okay, then here's another clue. They live in a box about 3 feet high and 4 feet wide, and that's just outside the back door. It also contains dirt.
Well, that doesn't sound like a beehive, and it's the wrong time of year for caterpillars, so you must have built a worm bin?
You're right. Let's go take a look at it, and we can feed the worms their dinner.
What a great location for a worm bin, right outside the door. How did you know how to build it?
Well, there's lots of resources out there. The library has some. You can check on the internet. A lot of counties have someone on staff that does recycling and compost education for the whole county. And remember when we were at the fair last week? I picked up a few brochures there about worm bins. Here it is.
But Dave, these worms are so tiny. They don't look like the ones in the yard.
Well, they're definitely not your ordinary earthworm. They're red worms, or some people call them red wigglers. The grass clippings and leaves help with the decomposition, just like with composting. And it's a good idea to have a variety of materials, both green and brown.
Does that mean leaves and grass should be kept moist too, like a wrung-out sponge, just like with composting?
That's exactly right. Okay, little worms, here's dinner.
Oh, this is so neat. Anytime we have leftovers, we can just feed them to the worms. Do they have a favorite food?
Well, these guys will eat almost anything. There are some things you shouldn't give them, though. Dairy products, hard-to-digest stuff like peach pits, meat. Especially some of those things attract other kinds of critters, too.
So salad greens are okay, and bread, fruits, vegetables. Oh, now I'm starting to get hungry. Maybe I'll go see what else is ripe in the garden. Coming?
You might be done eating, but if there's still food left on your plate, consider the options. Save it to eat later, or turn the food back into rich soil for growing even more food by feeding your worms.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.